Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get to it, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Farah Allen, and she is with The Labs. Welcome, Farah.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about The Labs. How are you serving folks?
Well, I serve people in the creative industry, mostly in the entertainment world. We have a collaborative platform for them that mixes and matches multimedia. That's video, audio. We have tons of different ways for people to communicate via web meeting or chatting. We're really here to make sure that everyone on a creative team has the visual way for them to communicate and get projects done. And we do this all securely. We protect intellectual property as people are exchanging ideas, and we store that with files. So we are from the start, from the creation process to the protection process.
Now, are you a physical location or is this something that's all done virtually?
This is a platform, a software that just like a Dropbox or a Google Doc, but of course we are catering to the entertainment industry, who is very visual and needs lots of fluidity and has a different workflow than everyone else. So that's our lane.
So now, what was kind of the your origin story? What was the kind of the catalyst for this idea?
The music industry, really. I saw artists weren't aware of how to protect their music. And at the end of the day, what their process entails is them creating documents and forms and tracking how they're collaborating with people, knowing who did what and what percentage people are going to walk away with. But the process that they were doing in the collaboration world, which is meeting together and maybe, you know, sending text off with lyrics, that was not, had anything to do with protecting. Actually, it caused them a lot of grief and pain because people forget. So initially, we were set out to solve this problem through the technology they were currently using. And because music is so entwined with the entertainment industry, with podcasts, with movies and films, with theater, it was just a natural progression to include everyone, because protecting is a project needs to happen from the beginning to the stage where it actually ends up in the movie. So that's how we came over encompassing entertainment versus just music.
So now walk me through how it works if I'm a musician and I'm collaborating with people maybe that aren't, you know, in my same location and we're all around and we're kind of working together on a project. How does how does that help me protect my work and maybe discern what I've contributed as opposed to other people?
Sure. So you create a workspace. Some might call it a folder. And you invite who you want to invite into this workspace. Let's say you're creating a new song. You as a producer, you may have the audio and you want to share the audio that you created on another technical professional system. And then the songwriters, there might be two. They're writing the lyrics in another part of this room you've created, because we have modules for writing lyrics. So everyone's doing their part and they're communicating together via our chat or via our web meeting to get the content out. In the background, our system's collecting information about who's writing what, where, what files people have been uploading. And we're suggesting percentage of contribution based off of that data. So you can be very, very complex and put, make sure your name and that you did a drum solo and this file is yours, or you can use it as a guide to say, hey, this person was really active. I think maybe they need 15%, 20%. It starts the conversation. Right now, the conversation isn't being had because creatives don't like that business communication very well. But our system puts it in the workflow so that it's something that people know this is a professional conversation to have. And here's the data to back it up.
Now, as projects kind of iterate over time, does it kind of follow that around? So like it might look like my drumming was super important on day one, but by day eight, it may look like we're not even using any of it anymore and we're using someone else's drumming. Does it kind of flex to whatever the new reality is as the project evolves?
Yes. So if you're putting everything in the platform, it certainly does. It keeps track of who's putting in what or who's taking out. Even if you delete a file, it accounts for that. So over time, music gets sold and purchased and your publishing may not even be yours anymore. What we do is keep a running tally of what happened in our system, because at the end of the day, it's about what you can prove. Currently, $2.5 billion is unclaimed or lost. And that's mostly because people don't have documentation. They don't have proof that they were even involved in a process of creating content. So ultimately, our first job is to provide some proof. You can't get this proof from Dropbox. People are currently collaborating in all different platforms for one project. This is one platform that has everything that everyone needs in different roles. And information is tracked and ultimately protected and copyrighted within here.
Now, in the platform, is it just integrating with these other kind of platforms that people use to create art? So it just kind of dovetails into it, or does it have its own kind of way to edit, you know, sound or to edit video?
No, we connect to other professional systems. So we are mostly a shared platform. So we are your Dropbox. We share content, which is 99% of the process, if, believe it or not, especially if you're working with people. It's about exchanging files. The other part is you singularly using a platform to edit your audio, which is the producer's role mostly. But other than that, we connect, we find partnerships with those audio platforms. And at the end of the day, the songwriter, the business manager, even the guitarist, they're all using standard audio uploaders, standard writing tools, and that's what we provide in-house for them.
But you're kind of agnostic. You don't care if they're using a certain brand of software that they edit on. Yours just plays nicely with all of them.
Correct.
Now, how kind of accepted is this right now? Are you starting out? What stage of the business are you at?
Well, we spent the last year in a open beta with the music industry. We've had several schools that have colleges have come on board, management companies, artist relation companies, and artists themselves have come on board. So altogether, we have around 6,000 people in the platform. Most recently, we're actually releasing the next phase of our platform in the next 3 weeks, where we're including film and television, screenwriters, and books that play really well with musicians and actually collaborate with them. We're providing the tools that they need in order to get content created as well. So it's been a long journey, but yeah, we're going full round into the entertainment industry, especially because of COVID and the need for people to be home more often. So all these industries have really skyrocketed with the need for a remote collaboration tool for their industry.
So what do you need more of right now? How can we help? Do you need more creatives using the platform? Do you need more kind of larger enterprise level maybe agencies to bless this and to get on the radar that this is something their people should use? Do you need more funding? What do you need?
I would love more creatives. We made this for them. Creatives in the platform, we need more partnerships with organizations that are really seeking help because their creatives aren't doing this process right now. It might be causing them a lot of pain and grief. So we need those things. And we want to grow the know-how on how creatives should, you know, make money from the things that they've made. So all of this is encompassing this mission.
Now, have you been doing this long enough where an artist has benefited from this kind of documentation and proof that they contributed what they contributed?
Oh, yes. I've heard many stories, but most recently, artists heard their song on, well, a producer heard their song on the radio. And when he looked at the Spotify credits, he was nowhere to be found. The artist that sung the song, but that he was the writer and the producer. So at the end of the day, when there was argument and disbelief, the producer was able to pull out their publishing form that they created in the labs, their history of the collaboration, you know, who wrote what date, all that was well documented automatically, and they were able to use that, and then there was no argument anymore. He got the credit that he was seeking.
And the credit isn't just credit, it's money too, right?
Yeah, it's money.
And
definitely money.
So now when things like that happen, then word gets out that this becomes a must-have, not a nice-to-have anymore, right?
Correct. That is correct.
Now, who does he go to show that this really was him and he was involved in it? Is there an organization that kind of is the one that says, okay, you did this, you didn't do this?
Well, I would always I always suggest, and what has been working is with our platform, because we do document so well, is that go to the artist and show them the documentation, because it does cost money to move forward with any litigation. But on the other hand, if split sheets or publishing documents were done, that should be registered with an organization called a performing rights organization. And that's something that most musicians are a part of, and they help manage your publishing documents and your publishing rights. So even getting them involved is awesome. But let's say you don't have to, because you have the proof already, and you can just go to the person that has done you wrong. You know, that's really where we want to just cut the middle man out of the argument or the issue, and put people right in the front and say, just don't do it. It's not cool.
Now, is that something they typically just go, okay, you got me, that was an accident, oversight? Or is this sometimes that this is just the nature of the business, you're dealing with people sometimes that are, they know that there's not a lot of documentation, they can get away with stuff?
It's both. Sometimes projects don't get released for many years and the documents are never created. One, they may not have known they needed documents, because that's oftentimes the case. Or two, they said, we'll get to it later. You work with so many people throughout the years, especially if you're a professional at this, you forget who you work with. You forget someone gave you this chorus, or you deliberately count on folks not knowing that they do have the right to ownership of something. You know, that happens a lot. So it's a mixed bag of different types of people. Some are innocently doing something, not doing something bad, just not knowing. And some are deliberately just counting on the lack of knowledge for, you know, up and coming people.
So now if somebody wanted to kind of take advantage of the platform and check it out, what's the website?
The website is thelabs.com.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work and it's really making an impact.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.